up until the hour of 18. So always get to come through right here, and don't forget at 17:05 every day I get to give away tickets to Staccanico, and for this week up until the 24th and the 31st of December I am giving away vouchers to Whois and Jack and Jill as well. So be part of the lucky winners, and you can only do that if you stick to right here 977, that is Lusaka Radio. In the meantime, you have a beautiful day, have a beautiful evening. Bye bye.
City Drive.
It's Give and Beat City Vibe.
Transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NetSafe wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NetSafe. NetSafe, your bank.
77 News.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced Faction Patriotic Front Secretary General Rafaona Achinda to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor for uttering tribal remarks which had potential to fuel ethnic division. Leader of the opposition, Robert Chabinga, has defended the passage of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, describing it as a product of extensive dialogue, consensus building, and stakeholder engagement. And in international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced new travel restrictions affecting several African countries, including Nigeria and Tanzania, as part of expanded U.S. entry measures targeting multiple nations worldwide.
77 News.
For joining us, you are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has sentenced the Faction Patriotic Front Secretary General Rafaona Achinda to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor for uttering tribal remarks which had potential to fuel ethnic division. Lusaka Magistrate Ida Piri noted that his sentiments had potential to incite violence. Achinda will serve the 6 months jail term concurrently or side by side with the 18 months jail term he is serving for defamation of the president. For the case he has been jailed for today, the politician was charged with expressing or showing hatred, ridicule, or contempt for persons because of race, tribe, place, or origin or color.
977 News.
In other news, leader of the opposition Robert Chabinga has defended the passage of Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, describing it as a product of extensive dialogue, consensus building and stakeholder engagement. Chabinga says the scrutiny of the bill focused on clauses that had raised concern among members of parliament and stakeholders, with some provisions either repealed or adjusted following consultations. He has praised the executive for listening to divergent views and opting for dialogue over confrontation, describing the approach as a mark of responsible leadership. Chabinga says the bill has progressive elements, including the introduction of proportional representation and the expansion of political inclusion through reserved seats. Meanwhile, the leader of the opposition has rejected claims that the constitutional amendment process lacked integrity, explaining that Zambia's constitution can be amended through three lawful avenues: a private member's bill, a citizen petition, or an executive-sponsored bill.
977 News.
In other news, farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency in Mungwi District in the 2024-2025 marketing season have protested, demanding the return of their maize due to delayed payments. The farmers who marched to the Northern Province Administration earlier today say they have suffered enough, demanding that their maize be returned so that they can resell to serious business entities who are willing to give them their monies without challenges. The farmers who traveled on Sunday from different satellite centers within Mungwi District lamented that they have been spending their nights at the Tazara station sleeping outside, which they say is exposing them to diseases. They say it is high time the FRA paid them their monies or give them back their maize, as they depended on it to pay for their children's school fees and other basic needs. The farmers have further called on the government to inform them on the way forward, as the response which they have always been given is not satisfying and has never yielded any fruitful results.
977 News.
In other news, the Democratic Union DU President Aki Munjovu has cautioned citizens against falling for what he termed as cosmetic improvements in the economy by the UPND government ahead of the 2026 general elections. Njovu's comment follows reported improvement in power supply, with community members surprisingly having the commodity for at least 24 hours or more without interruptions. Commenting on the development, the DU leader warned Zambians not to fall for political gimmicks by President Hakainde Hichilema's administration, stating that this is an attempt to lure people to vote for the UPND next year. Njovu has further projected that as the elections draw more closer, citizens should not be surprised when they see a further reduction in commodity prices such as millimeal, fuel and other items. He has challenged governments to state what is leading to the sudden change of things in the country after failing to address the issues 4 years of being in power. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, Sino Mine Kitumba Minerals of Mumbwa District of Central Province is set to begin copper production by June 2026. Government has welcomed the project, noting that the investor is employing state-of-the-art technology while introducing new skills to Zambians. Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet Siazongo Siakalenge says once operations commence next year, the projected annual output of 50,000 metric tons of copper is expected to contribute meaningfully to the country's target of producing 3 million metric tons of copper per year by 2031. Dr. Siakalenge said this during a visit to the mine site to appreciate the ongoing developments. Meanwhile, Sinomine Kitumba Minerals Chief Executive Officer Frank Wang said half of the planned $690 million investment has already been committed at the site, with the remaining amount scheduled for the investment next year. Wang added that the project has so far created more than 3,000 jobs. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced new travel restrictions affecting several African countries, including Nigeria and Tanzania, as part of expanded U.S. entry measures targeting multiple nations worldwide. Under the policy, Nigerians and Tanzanians applying for U.S. visitor, student, or exchange visas will face partial restrictions. The White House says the decision is based on security concerns, visa overstay data, and gaps in screening and information sharing. Across Africa, other countries under partial restrictions include Burundi, the Gambia, Malawi, Senegal, Gabon, Zambia, and